Good morning, WHTC News. Time is 7:42. Time now for one of the final men's bowling reports. And joining us this morning, as he has done all season long, is Jim DeGraff. Good morning, Jim. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Dan. Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Doing well. Mondays are always a little rough for me when I get to bed later than I normally do because of all the sleep I get in the weekend. But, you know, I got plenty of coffee here. Life could be worse.
Exactly. Well, we're on week number 29, Dan, this morning. We're wrapping up the season. We'll finish up with our final report next week, Monday.
Okay.
But it's kind of the time of year that I really enjoy because we can recognize bowlers for their accomplishments. In fact, this past Wednesday night, we put together all the awards for all of the leagues in our area, over 2,400 of them. And we'll share a little bit the award categories on next week's program. But we have an awards program also for our league secretaries, Dan, where we started this several years ago, where we recognize our league secretaries every 5 years for years of service. So this year we're recognizing two league secretaries for 5 years of service, and they're Scott Smith from the Businessmen's League and Christine Cross from North Star. And two league secretaries have 10 years of service, Dawn Clapp from Thursday Night Misfits over in Zealand Lanes, and Betty Ross Van Loo from the Latin American League over at BAM. Cindy Whitaker is getting recognized for a 20 years of service from the Tuesday Night Men's League over at Zealand Lanes. Also from Zealand Lanes, Randy Smith is receiving a beautiful wall clock from us for 25 years of service for the league secretary of the Victory League over at Zealand. And here's a real milestone, Dan. Larry Montague has been a league secretary in various leagues in our association for 45 years, and we're going to recognize Larry with his 45th anniversary this year with a gift also coming up on Wednesday night. So congratulations to all of our league secretaries. We couldn't do this job without them, and we appreciate all of the commitment from them as well in taking care of all the individual leagues. Another opportunity we have, Dan, we also give scholarships to our graduating seniors from our youth bowling program, the Bruce Bursma Memorial Scholarship Fund. We are awarding four graduating seniors this year with $750 scholarships.
Wow.
And Brielle Newberry is one of our recipients. She's going to be attending the William Penn University in Iowa. Michael Torres is going to be attending Grand Rapids Community College. Michael bowls in the youth program over at Northland Lanes. And two bowlers from the Zealand youth program, Spencer Moore is going to be attending Calvin College, will be receiving a scholarship from the Bruce Bursma Scholarship Fund. And also Brandon DeYoung will be attending Indiana Tech in Fort Wayne, Indiana. So congratulations to our four scholarship winners, and they'll be receiving their information at an awards banquet coming up this weekend. And we actually had two bowlers that had high games of 289 this week, and they were bowled by Matt Fortney from Sweet 16 and Scott J. Smith from Tri-City. Pat Fortney from Friday Night Rollers with a 280. We had two bowlers with 279s, and they were Steve Jacobs from Thursday Night Misfits and Kurt DeYoung from BML. Bowling a 277 this week was Lee Borst from Tri-City. Also from Tri-City was Jeff Ball with a 276. Seth Bauman from Sweet 16 with 269. Kevin Pollock from Tri-City with a 268. And Brian Morin from Friday Night Rollers with a 267. We have another 800 to report for this season. Scott J. Smith from Tri-City with an 803. Scott had games of 289, 278, and 236 for the 803 total. Kurt DeYoung from BML was 771. We had two bowlers with 742, and they're both from the Sweet 16 League. And the bowlers were Seth Bauman and Matt Fortney. Bowling a 737 this week was Bob Zuverink from Tri-City, Lee Borst from Tri-City with 730, Ken Janes from Zealand Monday Trios with 716, Dan Faber from Zealand Suburban with 715, Ryan Mead from Tri-City with 711, Thor Chantella from the West Ottawa League with 709, Jeff Ball from Tri-City with 707, and finishing up with the 700s this week, Nick Smith from Zealand Monday Trios with 706. And Dan, that's going to wrap us up again for week 29, and we will wrap things up totally next week, talking a little bit more about our awards program and some of the accomplishments that our bowlers had during the season.
I know I've been saying it for the past couple of weeks, Jim, but it's weird that we are 1 week away from being completely done with the reports in the season. That's pretty weird.
It certainly still is bowling weather, Dan.
Oh, yeah. There
hasn't been any complaints going this long, you know?
Oh, absolutely. Well, nice thing is bowling is one of those sports where even if it is nice outside, anybody sometimes enjoys going inside and bowling. So, Jim, thank you so much, and we'll talk to you on Monday, sir.
Thanks. Have a great week.
All right. Jim DeGraff joining us this morning with our men's bowling report.